is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love signed, sealed, delivered on yours.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
I'm Dan, and I despise signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
That was terrible. Just a lifeless intro.
What?
Like, anytime we do that, it doesn't ever, you know.
Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. I'm yours. 1, 2, 3. I'm yours. Okay. I'm yours. Okay. No, one more time. I'll take that. 1, 2, 3. I'm yours. Who went high too? Okay, hold on. 1, 2, 3.
I'm yours.
That was the best.
Yours.
Okay, one more time. One. Now that we all got it. Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
I'm yours.
Dan, no, I was.
Sorry, man. Okay. I thought you said switch it.
1, 2, 3. I'm yours. Okay, I think that was as good as we're going to get. We did it, everybody. All right, we'll be back next week. Until then, Merry Christmas. Guys, we're talking Signed, Sealed, Delivered. Episode 3.
Soulmates, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Soulmates. Are you more... Can I ask you this? I've never asked this question to anybody.
I'm more soul, okay. I can tell you already.
Are you more soul or are you more mate?
More mate.
Soul.
What do you mean?
I think you know.
I don't know. I need you to...
Whenever I think of soulmates, I always think about just Soul Surfer.
The movie
Soul Surfer. And I think about how surfing is really great and how she eventually met her mate. And that kind of relates to me, how I met my mate.
So you'd be more soul.
Nope. Be mate.
Checkmate.
Checkmate.
I am more old. Personally.
Cool.
1, 2, 3.
I'm yours.
I think that was actually the best one. I think that was one of the best ones. Yep. Guys, really exciting news today for Signed, Sealed, Delivered. When we get to the end, when we get to the post-toll worker of the week, we have an email this week.
We do.
Which is very exciting. We didn't ask for these, but...
But someone had sent it in.
I would just say this. It's good to know that we're not alone our affinity for...
Very good use of affinity.
Thank you. For postal workers.
That's right.
They are a dying breed.
They're not. They're
no?
Mail's dying.
Mail's dying.
People get shipping things is dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
No. Double down on it.
Yeah, this is why I'll say this. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of competition.
But that means it's not dying. That means it's actually really roaring.
No. What I'm saying here is less people are using the USPS.
You think so?
I think so. Less people are using...
But if more people are continuing to ship things and less people are using it, they still are a net positive, wouldn't you think?
No, they're a dying breed.
Okay.
Because more people are using like the Prime... You see a lot of Prime cars around.
Yeah.
You see a lot of FedEx.
Yeah.
You see a lot of USPS.
No, look, I would not doubt that the Postal Service delivers less than what they used to.
They're a dying breed.
No.
Well, but if by definition, if they deliver less than they used to, they are a dying breed.
No.
And also, if you think about it, we're all dying breeds.
I'm with Brandon on that one.
Yeah.
But you got to admit, less can't possibly equal more.
Yes, it can.
Not in this case.
Yeah.
Because less delivery for the USPS.
What makes the Postal Service more money? 50 envelopes or 10, 15-pound packages.
It doesn't matter because they're not getting the packages. You know who is getting packages?
Still there.
The Prime trucks and FedEx. They get some. But they're the only ones that do letters, and that's a dying breed.
You see, I don't send letters; I send text messages.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Run away. What I'm saying: letters are a dying breed.
We didn't say that. We didn't.
Can you imagine if we wrote letters like we wrote text messages? But
by default, if letters are a dying breed, then so must the postal worker.
What is this that you're doing?
It's just like where.
But also not true. Once again, I want to be clear: not true.
Guys, somebody get me a quick stat. What does it look like on a day-to-day basis.
Is the post office dying?
Is the post office dying?
Oh, my gosh.
We don't even have a postmaster general right now.
Yes, we do.
That's not what I've heard.
That's true.
Thank you, Panda.
People have Googled, is the post office dying?
People are finding...
There's an article from Forbes that says why the U.S. post office is in trouble.
Dying breed.
They took a $9.2 billion loss in 2020.
That's tough.
That's a bath.
That's a bath.
Yeah.
Say the full sentence. Say they took a 92. Say it.
They took a $9.2 billion loss in 2020.
No, I want you to say a bath, not a loss. A bath.
That's not what the sentence
is. I want you to say it.
They took a $9.2 billion bath in 2020.
Took a bath. What I'm talking about, baby. Taking a bath. I love a good bath. Put some salt in there. Float to the top.
Well, that's
I'm
nice.
Like 11.
To be fair, they lose money pretty much every year.
You can't win.
It's a government program.
You can't win that way. Just ask Jeff Bezos.
Okay. He's winning big time.
Not by taking a loss.
Yeah, Amazon takes losses like the post office.
I don't think that's...
They do.
You can't do that.
They do.
They wouldn't do that.
That's how they... No,
Amazon. Amazon
no,
wouldn't...
No.
Amazon
no,
wouldn't
no,
do that.
No.
Amazon
no.
pays their fair share of taxes.
Wow.
That's not true.
Out with Rig? That's terrible.
Guys, I know they take a loss. Okay. Come on. You think I'm in a shell? You guys think I'm in a shell, don't you?
I do.
Are you guys ready to dive into soul? You guys ready to dive into soulmates?
Can we?
I guess more soul or more mate? Panda?
Can you start reading the synopsis?
I'm more mate, and here's why.
It originally aired on Sunday, May 4th. What year? 2014?
2014! You think Rippy's missing an episode of Signed, Sealed, Delivered? Not on your life. I'm yours, B. Hey.
What?
Can you float me a nap?
Float you a nap?
A wet nap.
Yes.
You got a stack right there. I see him.
I don't have a stack.
It's right there.
Why don't you bring your own naps?
I used them all. And I put a stack there. So you float me one. It's in the mailbox. Take a look. Major look 2014.
Got him. And it went a little something like this. The episode starts with some guy in a cowboy hat writing a letter. He hands it to his dad. And he's like, are you sure you want to do this? And he's like, I'm sure. So his dad puts the letter in a bag, puts that bag in the back of his truck, and heads into town. On the way into town, the letter blows out of the bag and lands on the side of the road. Cut to our favorite postal pals. Oliver is rejuvenated, ready to get back to work. And luckily, they have a new supervisor who is just all serious, all ready to go. We're going to do
when
this.
You want.
It's time to find the paper. It's time to do the letter for the day. And there's not a lot of stuff here. We figure out we got like Colorado and stuff like that. And we find out this is a serious letter that's like, man, I just love seeing you and all this stuff. And we find out that these kids were childhood friends. We find out that they were in a treehouse together and all this stuff. And eventually they start to like each other. One thing leads to another. But he's just a dumb cowboy.
He's a cowboy. He's Grayson Holt cowboy.
I'm just Grayson Holt. I'm just a cowboy. What can I possibly do? Because she wants to be a doctor.
A doctor. Mm. Doctors and cowboys.
Except for you.
Name one. Nope. I'll wait.
Can't do it.
Dr. Quinn. Medicine woman.
Different time. But that's a good one.
That would have been the one. But can I
was so close.
You were.
But can I ask you this? Yeah. That's a cowboy.
Doctor.
That's a cowboy doctor.
Who's a doctor with a cowboy?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
I got nothing. came up really one with all the confidence in the world came up empty-handed.
So basically, we find out that he's, you know, obviously he's in love with her. Really sad to see her go. And what we saw at the beginning was him writing this letter because she ends up coming back into town later on in life.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is great. And they're hanging out. And you're like, this might actually happen. Doctor, cowboy, I'm starting to be able to see it. That
through the weeds. Is there a possibility of a relationship between a doctor and
also,
a cowboy?
It's Amelia Uhlera.
Yeah, with Grayson Holt.
Yep, what I loved it.
What a combo.
What a combo. Mm.
2014, man, simpler time. Here's your wet nap. Get out of here. Get out.
2014.
Here is your wet nap. Get out. I don't like it.
Those wet naps are delicious.
I don't like it. So we find out that she actually has a guy, and it's like this whole thing. He shows up onto the ranch, and Grayson Holt's just like, man, what do I do about this? I'm just a cowboy. Like, I can't compete with City Slicker and Doctor. And so they're in a real sticky situation. And so he decides after they leave, I'm going to write this letter. And I'm going to be like, man, I love you. You shouldn't marry that guy. I know we're just a couple of kids. I'm a cowboy. You're a doctor. It's never been done before. So what are we going to do? Type of thing. And so now the crew is like, what are we going to do here? What do we do? So they go to talk to Grayson Holt, and they get the whole rundown situation, and then they go and they try to find Amelia Uhlera. And they spy on her.
Yes.
They're outside of her house, climbing up in trees, getting binoculars, doing a whole thing.
Yeah.
And they see some guy walk in there, and they hug, and they do this whole thing, and they're like, well, it seems like she sure is happy with the guy. So is it wrong for us to deliver this letter of Grayson Holt saying, I'm in love with you, don't marry this guy, blah, 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 when she seems very happy?
Very happy.
And they, you know, basically come to the conclusion this is bad. So they go back to Grayson Holt, and they're like, Grayson Holt, here's the thing. Amelia Uhlera's happy. We looked in the tree
she
ourselves.
Found a non-cowboy.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like, doctors marry a lot of different types of people.
Just not cowboys.
That's right. And we see that here. And so he's like, you know what? Give me this letter. And they do like this like ceremony or something. I don't know. He throws it in fire. So the letter's no more.
We'll see ya.
Gone. See you later, letter. And but then later on, they're reflecting. The crew's reflecting, and they remember something that the guy was like supposed to be tall. There's a height situation that didn't line up with what they spied through the window. And so they decide the best way to deal with this situation is to go talk to Amelia Uhlera.
Maybe, yeah.
And just say, hey, we saw a height difference here that doesn't line up with our research. What can you tell us? He's like, oh, yeah, that guy that I was with, that's my brother or something. The guy that I got married to, real piece of work. He's no cowboy.
No.
He leaves when things get tough.
Yep.
He's a real bad boy. And so they say, hey, you're going to want to know this. Grayson Holt, the cowboy, in love with you. And so they bring her back to Grayson Holt, and they kiss, and he takes her out and shows her this house that he has been building. What?
It's just
building this house since before time began.
If a doctor ever could love a lawyer, I want to be ready.
Yeah. And so he shows her the house, and they end up kissing, and they, you know, the crew's obviously looking on and enjoying their handiwork. And that, my friends, was signed, sealed, delivered. Soulmates.
We did it.
We did do it. Grayson Holt, Amelia Uhlera up, everybody. Let's give it up.
Two things in the chat. One, they're giving us a hard time for how bad that opening segment was, which I appreciate greatly in our chat. That's why we have the best people.
What was wrong about that opening segment?
It was a lot, apparently, and I agree 100% with everything they're saying. And then the second thing is that Amelia Uhlera comes back in Signs to Deliver playing a different character with what they are deeming the worst wig they've ever seen. So that is something to look forward to here on the program.
I am excited.
I love her. So I'm in. I'm in. I'm in on that. Bad Wig and all. Hey, let's take a quick break.
I love
and
it.
And we'll come back and we'll break this episode down with a few segments and also Postal Worker of the Week, which once again, they're a dying breed here on Deck the Hallmark. Yep. We're back, everybody.
Bingo. Oh,
signed, sealed, delivered, soul mates. Are you more soul or are you more mate, Panda?
I would say I'm more soul.
Interesting change since last segment.
Why?
Just
why the change?
Because sometimes I feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you feel this? A hot take?
Oh, I definitely am feeling it.
What did you think about Soulmates? Episode 3, the fourth signs you'll deliver thing we've seen.
Yeah.
Third episode of the season. What are you thinking about it?
I loved it. I absolutely loved this episode. And I loved it for a couple reasons. First of all, I feel like I got a chance to know the side characters a little bit more. Norman and
Rita.
And I like both of those guys a lot. It's a lot of fun. I see how they're advancing this relationship.
It's true. She has a lot in that we didn't talk about in the synopsis, but the whole thing with the she's written a giant book. Yeah, right. Apparently it's great.
And Shane and why am I blanking on his name?
Oliver.
Oliver. Yep. Shane and Oliver. You see their relationship progressing along. So here's this is the best way of describing it is you're seeing relationships develop where you don't really even get that in When Calls the Heart. You just have this kind of odd stagnation.
And they don't have a procedural to do.
Right.
This exactly. show's a procedural.
And it's wonderful.
And you're getting 15 minutes of character stuff at the most. When Calls the Heart is supposed to be all character.
Nothing. Well, nothing. And so, you know, so I appreciate that. I think the romance storyline in this episode's fine. Emilia Ullerup does a great job. I really like her. But yeah, man, I really like it. I love that Della Reese is in this. She is great as the boss, man. She is just wonderful. She's delightful. So yeah, I'm a huge fan of the show, a huge fan of this episode. Yeah, thumbs up all the way around.
Yeah, I also quite enjoyed this episode. I mean, I'm a big Grayson Holden and Emilia Ullerup fan, so I'm happy that, like,
who is he? He's on Riverdale, right?
Netflix.
He is on Riverdale.
He's in Netflix Christmas movies.
Okay.
He's been in a couple. We've seen him. We've seen at least one he's been in.
Okay. Yeah. So, I felt like we got good development in this, and it felt like we were doing things. And, I you know, the big concern for me is each week, like, how am I going to feel about the letter? That storyline, like, the of the week. And this one worked. This one worked real good. And I think part of it was the acting was solid, and I felt them together, and I felt invested in this one little snippet of a storyline that isn't going to matter moving forward. But this week I care, and so that's great. And obviously the cast of characters that are there, the crew. Just they're great. I love them. And so this is a great episode. Probably my favorite episode. But I think I still like the movie the most. I'm just a movie boy.
Yeah, I think the movie is so much better than what we've seen after it. And I can't wait for the movies to come back, because I think that those are going to be just a little bit better from a character balance perspective. This is the worst letter, in my opinion, of any of them. I didn't do much for me. Emilia Ullerup's great, but the letter story wasn't good. But the Oliver Shane stuff I thought was really good. There's a whole plot line in there about what he's doing and what's going on.
They're all very interested in his private life and then dancing.
There's a plot line with Rita and Norman. I am still not completely on board with them. This is the first time that Norman did make me kind of like endear himself to me a little bit. Like, I thought he was a little bit funny and the quirks were there. Rita still hasn't done much for me yet, but the character development with those guys I thought was as good as we've seen over the last three episodes. So the letter was a stretch for me. It didn't do anything for me, but those four guys and what was going on there with Rita, Norman, Oliver, Shane was positive. Nope. Was a positive development.
And I don't want to keep comparing this to When Calls the Heart, because I don't really think there is a comparison.
Oh gosh.
But like the real slow burn of Oliver and Shane is great. Like right out of the gate on When Calls the Heart, like Elizabeth and Jack are just making eyes,
yeah.
And you're like, these two are just.
Yes, that's right.
But like with Shane and Oliver, like they're oil and water, but like as with each episode, there's just, you feel that like there's like some tension there, but it's like almost not the most important thing, but you also know it's
great.
I think some credit goes to everyone involved here because those two actors are giving performances that just aren't in a hurry.
Yeah.
They are just, they feel lived in, but they don't feel like they've got to get you to get these big feels from them right away. And they're just willing to dig in and be like, we know these characters are meant for each other, but we don't have to show our hand right now. We don't have to do a normal Hallmark bit. We can just, you know, kind of investigate what this relationship is like. And I don't know if that's, I'm sure it's across the board, storyboarding, writing, producing, acting, but that deserves credit because it's done really well.
I think a thing that I keep thinking about when I watch this is that the character of Oliver, it feels so fleshed out.
He feels like he's got backstory for
it
days.
And it feels like he's figured it out. Yeah. Eric's figured it out.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that way about anyone in When Calls the Heart.
Yep.
No.
Like
And most Hallmark Christmas movies we watch, I don't feel that way.
And I feel that way about Shane as well, but especially like the character of Oliver is such an interesting character. Yep. He's an interesting person. And it doesn't feel interesting just for interesting say, like it feels real, it feels like a real person, and it feels like he's really given a lot of thought, but which
this,
I think is
this show's worst episode will be better than When Calls the Heart's best one because you can always lean on what Eric Mabies is doing, and Kristen Booth as well. And I'm not trying to like demean what she's doing, but the role of Oliver on the worst day of Signs to Deliver, and I think there have been some bad ones so far, and there will be in the future. What he brings to the table is never anything less than engaging and dynamic.
Yep.
And so that helps a ton. Covers a multitude of sins. So it wasn't a very exciting letter to me, though. It just kind of was like DOA, the letter was.
Well, here's the thing, though.
I just didn't feel like that was the most important part of it.
Doctors and Cowboys, though,
Doctors and Cowboys. The letter was stupid. Like it wasn't, it was just dumb.
Didn't have a lot to go on there. I mean, really, what it amounts to is,
I don't know how they were together. I gotta be honest. If I had to rank them,
I liked it a lot.
I mean, I think, I don't know how I'd rank them.
I think it's the most even if you don't like the letter, I think it's the most enjoyable episode
of the three, not the movie.
Right. I think the movie's the best one, but this is the most enjoyable.
Probably puts it at one because
if you don't,
didn't have a lot of character development in it.
But even if you don't like the letter, you can at least admit that you got quality people doing quality stuff.
Like Rita, even if you don't Norman like the stuff, was a lot of fun, man. This was a super fun. Yeah, this was a fun episode to me. I liked it a lot.
Are you going to be alive by the end of this show? Really, Norman Stuff is good. I mean,
gave your hot take.
I know. Just stand by it one more time.
Scalding, buddy. Somebody make an audio clip of that, please. That's the most depressing thing I don't know what did you name to me.
This episode was really fun.
Like, are you the pilot of a flight that's transcontinental that doesn't want to wake anybody up but does want to give an update on how far in the sky we are? Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's 2 a.m, but we're 30,000 feet up. We're just flying, coasting in the Atlantic Ocean. Rita and Norman were great. I don't know what you're saying. Sorry to fly off the handle. Like, I mean, just try to give a little emotion here.
I just liked it a lot. I don't know what you want.
Would you say you're more soul or mate?
Probably a little bit more mate at this point.
How'd that happen?
I think you know.
Yeah.
Checkmate.
It's time for all the feels part of the show. We're talking about what this episode gave us feels. Pan up.
I actually like what made me laugh out loud was Oliver's original dance partner goes off.
Right.
And you find out she's an 83-year-old lady who goes and runs away with a guy. And he says he knows she can't metabolize spicy food. It got me laughing. I think that's a great, it's a funny bit. The whole thing's really fun. Really enjoyed that. It's really funny. It's a funny little plot.
Good gosh, man. What is that? Are you broken?
I stand by everything I've ever said.
That doesn't make it okay.
Liked it.
Oh, poor Pandy needs some sleep.
Some sleepy boys. sleepy Pandy.
I liked the house reveal. Maybe it didn't do anything for you, Dan.
I liked it in the fact that he's going to wear her skin.
No, I'll just say this. Here's how I kind of took it, though.
I've been building this house for 20 years.
My guy, though, like...
He didn't give up.
I think what happened here is he
got
was...
married and everything.
Well, I think what happened here was he had been building that house for 20 years, not for her. Like, he was just building a dope house. And then she comes onto the cowboy land, and he's like,
man, this is the most romantic thing ever. I got to use it.
I built a house.
Good gosh.
Make of that. It was no, a, cool
it's a big reveal.
No, I liked it. It worked for terrible. It worked for me, not for you. Okay, great.
You did your whole synopsis about the letter. The thing with Oliver is the most interesting thing in this about what he's up to.
Guys, I'm gonna be honest. It's going to be hard for me with this show, yeah, with synopsis, because I'm very, very engaged with it.
Yeah. So, true. But like, you can do two things at once. I believe in you.
I can't.
You're not great at it, but you can try.
Yeah.
You?
No, I can try.
So Oliver does this, was taking dancing classes. And at the end of this episode, Shane fills in as his dance partner and he puts the moves on the floor.
Yep.
I am talking. She's like, I shouldn't have done this. I'm nervous. And then that joker in complete control and just showing the moves off. And it's not as impressive, but Kristen Booth's reaction where she's like, oh my God, like she's literally being swept off her feet. It's a wonderful moment, yep, in this show. It's a wonderful moment in this episode. And I really, really enjoyed it. So that's my
Dancing with the Hall Stars.
Dancing with the Hall Stars. Get them on there.
Get them on there. Well, let's do it. I would take a quick break. We're going to come back with the Wait What's and the Postal Worker of the Week.
That's right.
Here on Deck the Home Run. Oh, guys, this is bad news.
Oh, no.
I just found out that it's time for the Wait What.
Yeah, that kills, buddy.
Peter, what you got, buddy?
You know what, though? You know, in 20 years, these are the episodes that I'm really going to appreciate. Yeah. There were nights when we just didn't have it. We went to the solar mate well 8 times. We just didn't have it.
More mate.
Speak for yourself.
My bad.
I was under the impression.
Was the Chubbies episode this, or was that, yeah, Wind Calls the Heart? I don't remember.
I think the Chubbies was Wind Calls, yeah, the Heart, unfortunately. I think it was. Because that killed.
Yeah. Of course it did.
And you were wearing them. Lime green.
Yeah. I took them in their mind now.
Key lime pie green. Yeah. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, Ray, can I ask you this?
Yeah, I'm out for this. You guys are boring AF.
Have you watched this show?
I'm more mate. You just leave me alone.
Yeah. What does that mean? You're more mate.
I've watched the show.
What's the show?
Golden Girls.
Great.
Thanks for being a friend.
Yeah.
Except you didn't come to my toilet bowl party.
Again, you don't need to keep bringing up the toilet bowl.
Well, you show up. I won't bring it up.
All right, Wrigley.
I'm out.
Bye. God bless.
Show suck.
And can you get the rib guy a wet nap?
I will not. He and I have had it out.
What do you mean?
He tried to get Fitzy's to sell ribs. That's a big point of contention with me.
Why?
Because I have the corner on the Fitzy's menu.
Wait, what do you
mean? What do you mean he has a corner? Your job is to book bands. What do you mean?
Worry about you and RSVPing to toilet bowl Christmas parties.
That is months later from now.
Just do you. Okay. And you let me worry about me.
Do you run the menu too?
I've got the corner on it.
I don't.
That's
you don't
not
like a square?
Yeah.
Well, that four
you
corners.
Actually have a corner?
I've got a corner on the menu market.
Does circle beat the square?
Circle gets the square,
ooh,
but never beats it.
Yeah.
So why would you put your backpack in the back bed of the truck? Like, you can put that in the front.
That was a huge oversight.
Even the Wait What's are boring. No. Like,
huge no. oversight. It's a huge oversight.
Why would you do that? I just don't understand. You have room in the front seat. You do. You do have room somewhere in the front seat.
Probably. Hey, pick this up for me.
Man. Could the dad have been less interested in the fact that she said, I fell and I almost died? He just was like, oh, okay.
Why weren't you here on time?
Why weren't you here on time? Right. Dad, I almost died. Oh, well.
It's too bad.
Sorry. That's all I got.
Now you made
that's the stinker of the month sound. We found ourselves the worst episode of January 2022. Deck the Hallmark. It's here.
Now, you know what? If Size Seal Delivered was worse, it would be better. But it's not.
So it isn't.
Don't act like you have a ton of weight. What?
I got 3 or 4.
I had 2.
Yeah. Backpack in the truck bed.
You know that was a good one, the backpack. And then the almost dying.
I had the backpack, but I'm one less.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Why don't you go over there and sit where you are?
Because that's a windy boy. Think about the logistics. Can you shut up for a second, dude? Dude, you put a letter in your outside pocket, and then you put it in the back of the truck. That boy's a windy boy.
That is a windy.
That boy's a windy boy,
dude. Right. That
no, you
boy.
You guys are right. I'm wrong.
That you're boy right. is a windy boy.
Yeah, you're right. I'm wrong.
I'm concerned. Someone pointed
out this is a February episode, so we don't know what the stinker of the month is for January yet. We got to go back and listen to those. Sorry for whoever does
February,
that.
Call it early.
Yeah, call it. The groundhog came out and saw his stinker shadow.
He goes, we got another 8 weeks of stinkers.
Backpack in the truck bed. I'm back in my hole.
Listen,
the
I know.
Spit wasn't this episode. I'm out of here.
Can I just need to ask you guys just a really. I need you to stop. This is very important.
Can't be as important as the stinker groundhog.
Are you more soul or more mate? If you can give me that information, then we can move on. Guys, I know Norman's bit is that he's always prepared. I know he's always prepared. Yeah. He's got just a sack full of goodies. I never think that it is okay to climb in a tree with a telescope and look into someone's house.
No. It's not.
It's never okay.
No,
it's never okay. And that should be a red flag for Rita. Big as time. Rita's looking on. Should be a red flag. That's all that I got. Wow. And I just want to say, you put that sucker in the car. In you don't put it in the bed. It's going to blow away.
Norman, pizza. Norman spotted a treat. This episode, stinker.
Stinker. The stinker groundhog is my fave. So I want to get this straight.
Hey, my stinker groundhog. Having a real good time. This episode stinks.
Hey. Stinker groundhog?
Yeah.
What's the ultimate? Is that Hot Joe Ray?
Yeah.
What's the ultimate stinker of Deck the Hallmark? Worst episode we've ever done.
What?
You do a stinker every month. What's the worst one we've ever done?
Do you, what day was that? Oh, gosh. Can I get back to you?
Yeah, you can. Glad we did that bit.
My pants!
So I want to get this straight.
Yeah.
The U.S. Postal Service keeps
it's a dying breed.
Keeps the dead letter division open and thriving with 4 full-time employees. And they decide they're going to crack the whip and get them to do more cases. And so they send 85-year-old Della Reese down there. And when she gets there, she goes, you have to complete 1 letter a day. There are hundreds of letters down there. That is not going to knock a dent in it. Nope. And this is supposed to crack the whip on these people.
Yes.
I just don't know why you're throwing that out there. I do find it very, very fascinating that a guy.
I just want to say really quickly, our truck bit was way better than that one. I just as we are.
No.
No, I stand by it.
We'll put it to vote. Okay. But you don't put a letter in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
Unless you're a dumb dog.
Okay. That's a windy boy.
That's a windy boy.
In the outer pocket.
The outer pocket.
That's a windy boy.
So this guy builds a house for over the course of 20 years.
No doubt.
But he leaves the fate of his relationship with this girl to the gods of the post office. He doesn't try to, it's 2014. He doesn't try to text her, call her. He sends a letter. He gets nothing back. And he's like, I guess I'll just keep building this house.
You wouldn't get romance if it bit you in your butt.
But you think it's romantic?
So romantic.
To never ever, you just think, well,
it's a dying breed.
It's a dying breed.
It's a dying breed.
I think that I have an answer for this. I think he gets committed. He's building that cabin for all it's worth. He's like, she's going to come back to me. And she doesn't. And he's like, well, I've already got the windows in. I might as well just keep going. And
can't
so
tear
just,
the house down.
But, can't
tear
it down. Like, and since we don't have the hallmark, my last one is, has anyone been living in that house, or did he build this mansion just in case she comes back to be like, look what I did for you? Like, it seems like it's the ultimate Norman Bates move. Like, it doesn't seem like it's someone that I would want to be near or with in any regard.
I think you just get committed. Cabin committed.
Well, this is uncomfortable.
Cabin committed.
I have built you over the course of 10 years now.
Yeah.
A cabin.
Oh, this is awkward.
So it's weird.
I'm out.
I met you and I said, this guy wants a cabin.
Yeah.
It's going to take, I don't know how to use tools.
We met 10 years ago, Brian.
I would not, go into it. I built it with my hands. So I don't think it's going to hold you, but I did it. And I think that's the thought that counts. That's all I'm going to say.
Fair enough.
It's time for the postal worker of the week, which is just thrilling stuff. I mean, and we got our first email.
First email in. This is from Brian. Brian says, dear guys, I'm enjoying the postal worker of the week.
Thank you.
It's really great that someone finally shines a light.
What'd they do?
Shed shines a light on these folks. Though, I can't wait till the day when you get to Ace Cooter from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Yes.
This segment can use some balance, and Ace is the one to bring it. Worker number 122981-S. The S stands for shame. He knows what he did. Also, the mail vehicles the carriers drive around in are called lifelong vehicles, or LLVs for short. They are the only vehicle on the road without a license plate. Ace knows about all the missing license plates as well. Adios, amigos. Brian, P.S. It's still 2017 in Mexico. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Well, the good news is it is Ace Cooter's week.
It is, yep. Ace Cooter's week.
Yep. Payne, you did a deep dive. You know some stuff about Ace Cooter, which is just...
Yeah.
I feel even bad bringing it to light, but here we are. You said it yourself.
Yeah, he knows what he did.
He knows what he did.
With the S and everything. Listen, lifelong vehicles, right? But word is some of them have not been lasting for life. And Ace has been messing around in the vehicles. He's been doing some stuff.
And before you go any further, Tired Panda, I want to be very clear. According to this email, Ace did something with the license plates,
right,
not the vehicles.
Well, I think it could be a both and. okay. I think it could really be a both and. So he's been taking the license plates and listen.
Stinks. It's a stinker. Really stinks though.
He's been taking the license plates. He's been shipping them.
To where?
Just random houses all across the United States.
So Ace. Tell me he's shipping them with the USPS.
Yeah.
Of course.
Absolutely, as you would.
Yeah.
So they'd be able to track these.
I don't know.
What else did Ace Cooter do that was so terrible? For shame.
So he's taking license plates and shipping them.
But they don't have license plates anymore, so clearly they caught on to him.
And so we'll just get done with these.
But he's still at the Postal Service.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you
about this. That's good. It's good stuff. Hey, we're sorry. We'll try to do better the next time.
We'll do better next time, guys. We'll do better next time. Until then, maybe we're the first to wish you a Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.